948DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report. We have a brand new read on the economy and where it may be headed in the new year. Employers added 216,000 jobs in December after increasing payrolls by 199,000 the month before. Most gains were in government, healthcare, social assistance, and construction. We had losses in transportation and warehousing jobs. Unemployment held steady at 3.7%. CBS News contributor Javier David credits consumers.
We should all sort of thank our lucky stars that the American people continue to spend, because our economy is 2/3 consumer spending. And to the extent that people continue to do that, that's what's keeping the jobs market afloat. That's what's keeping companies from mass layoffs.
Again, employers added 216,000 new jobs in December. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 14 people are confirmed dead from RSV in Wisconsin this season. Two of them were young children. Doctors say RSV typically peaks this time of year, and the very young and very old are always most susceptible. Wisconsin state troopers are enlisting truckers and other commercial drivers to help fight human trafficking. The state patrol trains them to look out for warning signs potential victims may be sending out.
A lot of times these victims could be, you know, appearing fearful, submissive, timid in some cases. There might also be signs that their movement is, or at the very least has been, controlled.
That's Trooper Sean Bryan of the Wisconsin State Patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The paperwork has been filed for those running for local seats in the spring 2024 election. Mayor Shane Blazer is not running for another term as mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, and four candidates have submitted paperwork to run for the position. They are Matt Zacher, Tom Muse, Nicholas Palmquist, and Preston Seats. There will be a primary on February 20th to narrow the field down to two, and those two will appear on the ballot for the spring general election on April 2nd. On the Wisconsin Rapids School Board, three of the seven seats are up for election. All five candidates running will appear on the spring general election ballot in April, as there are not enough running to require a primary in February. Candidates include incumbents John Benbow Jr. and Katie Bielski-Medina. The three additional candidates are Elizabeth St. Myers, Craig Manka, and Christopher Inda. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world.
That was a cool echo.
It was a weird echo right there. Good morning, Wisconsin. We hope you're having a good start to your Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. You made it. Congratulations. They can't take that from us. We made it to Friday.
Thank you.
Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together. And Terry, you have not met our new weather person.
Oh.
I want to introduce you to Brittany. Brittany, Terry.
Nice. Hey, how's it going?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Brittany's amazing. She's been doing our weather this week, and our new weather person. We appreciate so much her being able to join us. Brittany, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's Fri-yay.
Yeah, it is Fri-yay. It is.
Is it for you, too? No weekend work? Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Perfect.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah. Let's get this done then so Brittany can get closer to her.
Yeah, we're your last gig today.
What has Mother Nature got in store this weekend, Britt?
All right. So she is changing her ways ever so slightly. So the jet stream is starting to wobble a little bit, and that's going to allow us a few shots of snow headed our way. So the first one is going to arrive later on tonight. Maybe after 8 o'clock, we'll start to see some flurries flying around through the overnight hours and into tomorrow morning. It should wind down by the afternoon, and we're looking at about 1 to 2 inches of snowfall here throughout central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the first thing you should know about me is I'm a snow lover.
Yeah, she loves snow. Yeah, you just made her day. You just made my job a lot easier.
Did we just become best friends?
I think so.
Oh, I love this. Yes, I have not been a happy camper so far this winter.
Me either.
But I'm just thankful I have Granite Peak here in Red Mountain. Mm-hmm. So
there you go.
They're making my artificial snowfall. I actually got a little bit of news. So there's a ski hill called Mount Bohemia. It's in the Keweenaw Peninsula, way up in the UP, you know, off of Lake Superior.
Yeah.
They don't have snow machine guns.
Seriously?
So they only rely on Mother Nature. Yeah.
Whoa.
And they usually get 275 inches of snowfall.
Cool. Right?
Isn't that crazy?
How much do they have
now?
Yeah.
They usually have 71 inches. Mm. Right now, they only have 9.
That
right?
is tragic.
Whoa. Wow.
So sad.
That is.
They haven't opened yet, but they just announced that in 2 weeks they're going to be opening. That's because they're seeing the same thing I'm seeing, this wobbly jet stream, more and more systems targeting the Great Lakes. So us snow lovers, it's coming.
Perfect.
Yep. Winter is coming.
Around the corner.
Brittany, we appreciate you so much. And it's been really fun kicking off the new year with you. We're looking forward to doing this more and more and going forward here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this week.
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying every bit of it. So have a good weekend and I'll talk to you Monday.
You too. Talk soon. She's the best. She's awesome. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thank you very much for the forecast. Do you feel good about the snow park?
Of course. Okay. Do you know what's funny? I actually, when she brought up Granite Peak, I said that to my family when we were coming into Christmas with no snow. And I said, well, that's it. We are driving to Wausau and I'm just going to just camp out at Granite Peak. I don't ski.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Have you cross country ski? I do not downhill ski. And so then I said, if we drive to the top, you know, like with your park pass, like I said, if we drive to the top, are we in the snow or is it just literally on the hill? You know, because this makes me mad.
Well,
the forecast makes me happy.
Winter is coming. Well, you'll be happier. I want to talk about a couple of different things with you and the gang today, Terry. We've got some fun stuff to get to. And just a little bit, we're going to talk about the busiest day of the year for dating apps. We've got that coming up. Science has found the best excuse to use if your New Year's resolution does not work out.
Oh, wow.
We got a couple of things with that. Don't have a resolution. We might be able to help you out with that part, too. That could be a little bit fun, interesting. Of course, after our news break today, we've got Star of the Day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I are going to play a famous theme song.
Fabulous. I'm just drooling over Culver's over here.
Yeah, I said Culver's and immediately got hungry.
Might go there for lunch.
Oh, good idea. Very good idea. There's never a bad time to go to Culver's unless they are not open. Then, yes, maybe then. But you wait.
I'm not eating when they're not open. I don't eat that late.
No, it's not worth it. We appreciate the gang at Culver's, and we'll be making you a star of the day coming up right after our news break today. Be listening for that. Also, of course, 9 o'clock hour, we are going to have some fun. Get a little bit of entertainment news, let you know what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. Plenty to get to in that hour as well. I want to talk about the 5 things you can do with your first weekend of the new year.
Oh, nice.
Let's say there's some people out there who don't have a busy plans like you and I do and everything. Let's see if we can help them out with some plans this weekend. Get into that and plenty more. It's live radio. You put Terry and I in a room together. Who knows what can happen? I do want to kick things off in a sane place. I want to talk a little United Way.
Before we get out of control.
Yes.
All right.
Any moment now, that'll happen. Your Women United Founders Cocktail Party coming up later this month. That's a wonderful opportunity for a lot of people, for our community, really.
Yeah, so this is a good opportunity for women in the community who might be interested in learning more about Women United, which is one of our United Way affinity groups that is focused on early grade learning and literacy here in Southwood County. So we do a variety of things as Women United. One is we help coordinate a reading mentor program where we have volunteers in 5 different elementary schools working with kids on just, you know, being a good listener, right? Because kids are supposed to read 20 minutes every night at home. And this develops good reading habits and also develops skills, right? It's about practice and repetition. And so this is giving those kids a trusted adult that they can work with and can help them with their reading. So we work on the reading mentor program. We offer classroom grants and school grants for literacy projects. And then probably our biggest investment that we make in the community is Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. And this is a book gifting program for kids from birth until age 5. And so this is completely funded by Women United. And our Founders Cocktail Party on January 24th is really for women in the community who might be interested in investing and being part of Women United to come and learn more. So that event will take place on the 24th, Bullseye Golf Club, from 4th 5:15 to 6:45, and that is an RSVP required event, so that we know how many people we have coming and what's happening. So if you are interested, you need to respond by January 17th, and there is an RSVP on our website, which is uwswac.org. And the other, you know, big thing that we have going on, James, is next week, Wednesday, January 10th, is our annual campaign thank you celebration. Mm-hmm. This is also happening at Bullseye Golf Club. They're kind of a favorite of ours right now.
Yeah, right on.
And also very accommodating. So that, yes, you know, that's really helpful for us. But that is happening on January 10th from 4:30 to 6:30. We will be recognizing anyone and everyone who had something to do with our campaign. So that could mean volunteer time. It could mean making a contribution. It's companies who made a donation or had an employee campaign. But this is just a huge, really, exactly mm-hmm. what it says, thank you celebration. It mm-hmm. is about connecting and networking. And we have a program where we will recognize all organizations and individuals that had part of the campaign. So if that is you, you are certainly welcome to attend. No RSVP needed. Just show up.
You can find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow along with the United Way on social media as well. We'll wrap up our show and our good stories of the day and our local good stories of the day, talking a little more United Way. Looking forward to that. Find out more again at uwswac.org. We have a lot of people with the resolutions right now, and that's been a topic this week. It's low-hanging fruit. It's the first week of the year. We're all getting going here again, and there's different topics that come up accordingly to resolutions.
Did you make a resolution?
No, I didn't.
Me either, never.
Simple things, like I want to actually like be in the moment more. I want to spend more time with my friends and family and kids and stuff, but nothing like, you know, a revolutionary, nothing huge.
So, I mean, like going to the Y this week?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't happen.
No, it did. But I'm saying it's absolutely like hundreds more people than normally you see there. One thing that I saw that was kind of cool, this is, you know, a local person who, Todd Kukan, who he's actually from the Portage County area, but does a lot in the communities, works with nonprofits and businesses on, you know, a variety of things, more of a consultant, I guess. But he, I saw in his blog, and I loved this, don't make a resolution, because they're so easy to drop or to not follow through on, create a new habit.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean? So like you just said, I'm going to be more intentional about, you know, seeing my kids or connecting with my kids. But then you have to create that habit and do it versus thinking about it as a resolution, because you do just drop those. Yeah. Not everyone. I understand some people follow through. But kind of in general, I'm like, you know, I like that idea of I'm going to create a new habit this year.
I dig that.
Then I'm going to, you know, have a new resolution.
This may help people with that habit or that resolution. Halo Top Ice Cream is asking for applicants for so-called endorsement deals. They're hiring 10 people who will be paid $5,000, mainly just for having a goal for the new year, sticking to it, and documenting their journey.
Dude, if it involves ice cream...
It seems like a motivator. It seems like it would help.
I'm in.
I'm going to create one just to do this. Just so you know, you can apply on their website with a photo of yourself and a 30-second video explaining what your goal is and why it's important to you. It won't really work for things like saving money or cutting back on alcohol or that kind of thing, but it doesn't have to be too extreme. It could be anything tangible, like learning to surf or playing pickleball or walking regularly with friends, trying yoga, any of these things. If you're hired, you'll have to share 30-second progress videos for 8 weeks.
Interesting.
They're accepting applications now through January 19th, and you'll have to be available to do it from mid-February into April.
See, I'm out on the videos.
Yeah.
If I could just provide like a one-page, like written something, fine, but I'm not sending them a 30-second video.
I hear you on this.
By the time you go to hair and makeup, get the angle right, you know.
For me, it's all, the green screen costs so much, and my special effects team works so hard to just get me to look good for our
radio?
You know, yeah, for radio. I can't imagine how hard it'd be for this. I love this idea for a couple of reasons. So many people now, so many businesses realize influencers, young people, this is where you go to get seen. This is where you go to get your products, you know, heard.
Sure.
I love the idea of creating that, of making, instead of just going to somebody who's already doing this, being like, hey, do you want to do this? We'll give you ice cream and $5,000 for it.
So do you think, like, at the end, do you think you'd get any points or leverage, like, if at the end of each of your videos, you're, like, cracking open a pint of Halo ice cream?
Oh, yeah. I think you get some extra points for that. What if you're trying to quit ice cream? What then?
Okay,
what then?
Who does that?
Yeah, nobody does that. Nobody does that. Nobody has ever done that. Nobody.
I mean, okay, let's be real. It is National Keto Day, so you might have to drop it for the day, but give me a break.
Outside of that, maybe not.
You know, who's giving up ice cream?
I was talking about this with Melissa and Seth the other day. I don't know. I don't. It could be any time of day. I don't really have that much interest in ice cream. It gets after 9 o'clock. Like, where's the ice cream? I don't know what it is, but it's like this is just a recent thing too. It's not like it was new or anything. Like, this has just started in the last couple of months for some reason.
You know, it's really funny. Over break, I call it break. When I was on vacation the last couple of weeks, but it was very funny. We stopped. We were shopping, a friend of mine, and then we had our daughters with us. And we're shopping, and then we were like, oh, let's get... So we got shakes for the ride home, right? Yeah, ice cream shakes. Mm-hmm. And it was very funny because she, the other adult, was like, oh, gosh, I haven't had ice cream in like 2 weeks. I'm like, are you insane? Like, I have ice cream almost every day.
Do you hate yourself?
Like, what are you thinking?
Your poor taste buds. Oh, here, take some of my
ice cream. I was just like floored by that. I'm like, what?
We will take a quick break.
Ooh, I don't even know you anymore.
You know, I need a minute.
We can't be friends.
We got to go to commercial break. I need a minute to think about the process.
To get ice cream.
Well, yes, yeah, definitely. We'll come back and we're going to be doing some celebrating with our birthday and anniversary club on the morning show here at WFHR.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It is going to be cloudy today with a little bit of light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high 33 with the wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Light snow tonight, 27. More light snow tomorrow, 34. Around an inch or less of accumulation by the time the flurries end tomorrow night. Sunday will be partly cloudy, high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
We have no music bumpers, Terry, so we have to make music happen.
What?
So yeah, that's your job today. You got to help me make music. Yes, yeah. we're gonna have bumpers eventually. We'll have them back, but for right now, we just got to just make up a song.
I just started doing
the Mario theme song.
I don't even know Mario. I've known it. I've played it a couple times. But
I don't know why I did that though.
Really? Yes. This is saddening me.
We'll have him back.
You don't want me making music.
No. You don't want me either. So we'll just go ahead and get into the segment. don't worry. None of this is on the air. We'll probably have bumpers next week.
I can imagine what my face looked like when you said that.
That was great.
Like, wait a minute, what?
It's time to do some celebrating, and we are going to do it right in-house. We have got our morning show birthday and anniversary club together right now. I do want to send a shout-out and reminder to everybody that this, of course, was Misty's. We are still hopeful to have that in back. We're just talking to the new owners and getting that figured out behind the scenes. But for now, our morning show birthday and anniversary club, we get a chance to do some celebrating, grab some qualifiers, and help some people win some stuff at the end of the month. It's going to be fun.
Sounds awesome.
Terry, no difference here. I need you to help me with this list. Give me a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And another one or a two.
Two.
All right. There we go. Nicely done.
Two.
First up on our list, we want to wish a happy birthday to David Collins.
Happy birthday, David.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. On Saturday, this is special. We wish a very happy birthday to Patty Urban.
Happy birthday, Patty.
Patty, hope you enjoy your day. And I'm pretty certain, I feel pretty confident Patty will, because she's also celebrating it with her son, Adam Urban.
Oh, how cool.
And Adam is our qualifier.
Happy birthday to you both.
Congratulations to both of you. And I imagine as a mom, that has got to feel pretty cool and pretty good. I hope she still gets her attention and all that, of course, but I'm sure she loves sharing it.
You know, mothers are usually fine with deferring that to their kids.
Yeah. Happy birthday
anybody
to
else?
Both of them.
No. Kids,
right,
yes.
Right, yes. A big happy birthday to Patty and Adam. And we move on to Sunday, where we wish a happy birthday to Luke Fite.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Enjoy the day, Luke. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier on Sunday, Kelly Liska.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Enjoy your day, Kel. Hope it's a good one for you. All of you celebrating birthdays or anniversaries out there, we encourage you to not only celebrate with us. Get them to us, everybody. Celebrate, send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailuff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up and join the conversation, 424-2600. Want to hear from you. Call up, join us, and get your birthday and anniversary on the air. We know that sometimes you're a little late to the game or you might forget these. Well, we got your back. Go ahead and call up anytime during the show, and we'll get your birthday and anniversary out there. Let us take a look at our celebrity list, Terry.
It's going to be garbage. It always is.
It always
when I'm
is.
Here.
January Jones is 46.
Who's that? I don't
she
know.
She was Melissa on Last Man on Earth. She was Betty Draper on Mad Men, Emma Frost, and X Men.
Was that nice of her parents?
January to name her January? Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Although I guess it'd be worse to be called May in January.
Yep. We know this one, I'm sure. Bradley Cooper is 49 today. Fantastic actor, writer, producer, director, A Star is Born, American Sniper, Phil in the Hangover movies, Rocket Raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Sneaky good voice actor. I mentioned this before. As a kid, one of my favorite shows to watch was Inside the Actor's Studio. And if you don't know, that show was filmed at where they have a school. And there's a lot of students, acting students there and everything. And for years, there was this incredibly handsome young man who was right in the front row, who had some of the best questions and always shot his hand up. And when whoever the guest was, he's on the edge of his seat listening. And just like there was something noticeable about him. And it was Bradley Cooper.
And
he was one of these guys that I've come to learn more about in my career, that a lot of my agents and a lot of people will tell me about when it comes to perseverance. One of the biggest differences between a Bradley Cooper and a Joe Smith is that Bradley Cooper was relentless. It's not always about his talent or his skill level or his looks or anything like that. You've got to really want this game. When it comes to acting, it's no different than any of these other creative outlets, right? Where you are, okay, I'm talented, I'm good at what I do, I'm going to go out there and I want to make a living at this. And then you find out the politics of this, or how I have a crook in my nose and that'll keep me from getting a role like four different times, like little things like this that just can be very deteriorating. There's also, I'm spending a lot of money and a lot of my free time learning monologues, showing up and traveling to auditions. I don't have a benefactor. I'm doing this out of pocket. It's an investment. I'm betting on myself, but I don't know if this is going to, I don't know how this is going to go. I'm the strict shareholder of James Inc. And I don't know if I'm going to go bankrupt. But I keep going. I keep trying because I am relentless, because this matters that much to me. That's the difference between those that make it and those that don't, I believe. I think it has a lot of other factors, who you know, being in the right place at the right time, being related to somebody, all this stuff certainly plays a factor. But I think that the biggest factor of all of this is determination. And Bradley Cooper, to this day, still has that. He's still so hardworking. And I think one of the things that comes when you get that break late, your Samuel Jackson, your Hugh Jackman, Morgan Freeman, any of these performers.
I love Hugh Jackman. Just saying.
Great, great performer. It's the relentlessness. I am not going to stop until I get to this point.
And I think the way that you describe Bradley Cooper, even what you said early on, you know, edge of his seat, very. Mm-hmm. It would seem like he made a really strong commitment to getting rid of distractions.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he was just intent on, this is what I'm here to do.
Yeah.
Because, and maybe that's a lack of ego. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
maybe it's that. Yeah. Because I can imagine that some people are just like, oh, well, I'm just that good. And you're not 100% focused.
Yes.
And seemingly, he did that, and it paid off. And he's a great actor.
Yeah, he's very good. Another good character actor, Clancy Brown, is 65. He's one of those guys you love to hate. I guarantee if you've seen him, you know him. Captain Hadley in Shawshank Redemption. He's the bad guy in Highlander. He's also the voice of Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob SquarePants.
I hate that show.
Oh, wow. Talking about great actors, Diane Keaton is 78 today. Oh. Michael Corleone's second wife in the Godfather movies. She won an Oscar for Annie Hall. Diane Keaton, one of the greatest I've ever seen.
Yeah, she's awesome. Good.
Another one of the best I've ever seen. Robert Duvall is 93 today. I don't want to brag, but I got to do a read-through with Robert Duvall.
That's cool.
It was on Zoom, and he barely noticed me.
it's all good. It impacted you, clearly.
That's so cool, though. Yeah. He takes his glasses off, and he... To be honest, he seemed like he was struggling a little bit. He takes his glasses off. I'm just not just perfect. Perfect. It was only a monologue he did, but just incredible. And it just was a simple, like, it wasn't even like a switch. It was like just a movement that he did. Like he was flexing a muscle almost. Just, few actors or few people I've ever seen be able to do something like he was just in that simple little interaction with him.
That's awesome.
You know, Robert Duvall, it's understandable if you're not sure of his work. Let me just run down for you. The Godfather, Apocalypse Now, MASH, Untouchables, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Natural, Colors, Days of Thunder, Newsies, Falling Down, A Family Thing. Let me take a drink of water here. We Own the Night, The Road, Get Low, Crazy Heart, Assassination Tango, Gods and Generals. I could just keep going, everybody.
And it's decades of work. You know what I mean? Like, that's the other cool thing.
Yes, you're so right. The first thing I learned from Ed O'Neill, he tells all of us as a cast, this is great. Focus on your job right now. It's always about the next gig. You've got to be, you plan on that next gig. And actors like Robert Duvall, as you can see, were clearly very good at that. George Reeves would have been celebrating a birthday today. The very first Superman, really. Superman of the 1950s TV series, George Reeves. We celebrated him over on the Sunrise Show. Sam Phillips, Sun Records founder, the man who created or found Elvis, Johnny Cash, so many others.
That'd be something to have in your pocket, wouldn't it?
My goodness. I don't know if I'd ever do anything else. Right, I might just like, I'm
that's
good.
That's it, folks. Mic drop. Boom.
Yep. But that was like so long ago. Don't matter. It doesn't matter. Kate McKinnon is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. She'll be 40. SNL genius. She's fantastic. Great actor. Might have seen her in the Barbie movie. I didn't see that, but she was the one with all the misplaced stuff or whatever. Yep. I just saw the trailer of it. So you seen a picture of her. I'm like, oh, that's good casting. Eddie Redmayne is 42. Newt Scamander on the Fantastic Beasts movies was nominated for, won an Oscar for playing Stephen Hawking in Theory of Everything. One of the greatest acting performances I've ever seen. And was also nominated, I believe, for The Danish Girl. Good actor. Very good actor. Let's see here. Gabrielle Reese is 54 tomorrow. Incredibly talented. Howie Long is 64 tomorrow. Yeah. one of my favorite players of all time. Loved watching Howie Long.
He's only 64.
Yeah. And insanely, like, if I pull up a football card of Howie Long, he doesn't look that different now.
I was going to say, that's the thing. For me, the whole time, he's looked the exact same.
Yeah. He's one of those guys. He's like Steve Martin.
So, like,
in some
I shouldn't
way.
Assume like, he's older, but to me, it just seems like he's been around forever.
Yeah. Incredible work he's done going from the field to on the screen and everything. And one of those guys that I think he's made it look so easy. A lot of people feel like they can do that gig and not everybody can.
Yeah, I know. Troy Aikman.
Nice. Rowan Atkinson is 69. Mr. Bean, fantastic comedic actor. That's a good one. Let's see, some people are no longer with us, like the great director John Singleton, born in 1968, Boys in the Hood, Too Fast, Too Furious. John did a lot of great movies. Rosewood, one of his best. Malcolm Young, former AC/DC guitarist, born on this day in 1953. Bonnie Franklin, born in 1944, the mom on the original version of One Day at a Time. I remember that show.
I remember that show, too.
Yeah. And Earl Scruggs, born on this day in 1924, Country Music Hall of Famer, a great banjo player, Flatt and Scruggs, really good banjo player. One of those guys to check out if you don't know much of his work. Taking a quick look at our Sunday birthdays. Let's see here. Blue Ivy Carter is going to be 12. Oh, Beyonce's and Jay-Z's daughter. Okay. I'm like, who is that? I didn't recognize the name.
Get a lot of 12-year-olds on the list.
No. Aloe Black is 45. The Man, Wake Me Up. We played that Wake Me Up song a lot back in the day. John Rich from Big and Rich is 50 on Sunday.
Cool.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Jeremy Renner is 53, one of the Avengers, Hawkeye. And Jeremy Renner done some really good work. If you want to see a really, really strong and important movie, The Hurt Locker.
That is a good movie. I agree.
I like Jeremy Renner a lot. I'm very happy for him that he's recovering very well and everything. A year ago, we almost lost him. But his work in The Hurt Locker, I don't know if he'll ever top that.
Randy always tried to get me to watch that. He's like, watch this movie with me. And I'm like, maybe I just didn't understand it. I was so turned off by the name. Like, I'm like, what about that would I want to watch? But then once you watch it, you're like, whoa, why didn't I watch this sooner? You know, like, it's an awesome movie.
One of the things I love about that movie is all the information a lot of us learn about that job that we wouldn't have known otherwise. Yeah. I love movies that do that while actually carrying the story, and such a great performance by him. There's a lot of great performances, very well directed too. Nicolas Cage is 60 on Sunday. Wow, Nicolas Cage is 60. And not slowing down. You're going to be seeing a lot more of Nicolas Cage. He is not saying no to movies, like, period. Like, if you have a movie that you're trying to get made right now, send it to Nick. He'll probably do it. The kind of funny thing about this is with a guy like Nicolas Cage, he has such a big body of work that I think it gets lost in the shuffles time sometimes. He's a very good actor. Like, he needs a good director. If he has a director that can hold him in place and keep him, I don't blame him for this. As an actor, we're told, hey, I need you at a 10. So I'm going to go to an 11 or a 12. And it's easier for you to bring me down than to ask me to go up. He always is up. He's always at a 10. And so if you're a good director and you can rein him in, you can get a performance like he wins an Oscar for, like Leaving Las Vegas and that kind of thing. And then you have a lot of other performances of his where he's at like a 20. That's the way it is. For him. Good actor, though. I stand by that. Katie Couric is 67 on Sunday.
I wouldn't have put her at that old, actually.
Me neither, yeah. And we wrap up on Sunday with getting into the danger zone. Kenny Loggins at 76 on Sunday.
Love it.
The king of the soundtrack.
Little Footloose.
Footloose, Your Mama Don't Dance, Celebrate Me Home, Whatever I Call You Friend with Stevie Nicks. This Is It. I'm All Right, Heart to Heart, Don't Fight It, Danger Zone, of course, Footloose, as you mentioned.
I love them all.
My goodness.
All those songs are like our youth.
Yeah, and Return to Pooh Corner from 1994. Yep. I almost forgot about that. That's pretty cool. Whether you like Kenny Loggins or not, you cannot deny.
You know these songs.
Yes, and he is still the king of soundtracks. Hasn't been on a soundtrack in two decades, probably, and he's still the king of soundtracks.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, very self-deprecating, like a very funny guy. I've seen a couple of interviews with him, but he's done some cameos where he's like playing Kenny Loggins.
Oh, funny.
And it's always like this far-fetched version of him. And like he was like a spy agent in one of them and stuff. Like I always admire people that can make fun of themselves. I like that about him. An incredibly like good songwriter. Loggins and Messina. Almost forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Like that, another good one. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, but we encourage you to get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to have more and more of them. We're going to get to our news break. We will come back. We'll do some, we're going to make you a star of the day. That's what we'll do when we come back.
Here we go.
It's going to be fun. On the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Whitewater's police chief tells President Biden in a letter his resources are strained after as many as 1,000 immigrants have moved to his city since 2022. Wisconsin Congressman Ryan Stile joined about 60 Republican lawmakers near the border with Mexico to draw attention to the problem recently. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with Reflo. That's the nonprofit which is helping with the project. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The city of Marshfield plans to begin removing ash trees from Bram Park starting this month. Emerald ash borer beetles have been detected in Wisconsin since 2008, and they've been spreading throughout much of the state. The city of Marshfield first detected the pest in January of 2021. They're removing ash trees from roughly 4 acres in the central portion of the park. This is the third year of a proactive 5-year plan to remove ash trees before they are infected with emerald ash borer and become hazardous. The park will remain open during the removal, but people are asked to stay at least 300 feet away from equipment and personnel while they're working. There's public skating at the KB Willett Arena tomorrow in Stevens Point. It will be open to the public from noon to 1:45. Ages 3 and under are free. It's $4 if you're a resident of Stevens Point and $5 if you're not. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks over the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the San Antonio Spurs 125-121. Giannis Antetokounmpo, named the Eastern Conference Player of the Month, had 44 points. The Spurs 7'4" Victor Wembanyama blocked 5 shots, including one by Giannis, and talked about facing the Greek Freak.
Somebody I grew up watching and one of the greatest players in the world, so it's always extra motivation, and I want to go at everyone and be the bad guy on the court, you know. So it was a great matchup.
The Bucks play the Rockets in Houston tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears Sunday. Call it dinner and a movie. Rookie wide receiver Bo Melton revealed that quarterback Jordan Love invites the guys over for dinner, then goes over game film with them.
Jay Love, he's a great guy, you know. We go to dinners at his house Mondays. We eat, we go over film, you know, before the week starts, you know, just to bond, staying connected with him.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
It is going to be cloudy today with a little bit of light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high 33 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Light snow tonight, 27. More light snow tomorrow, 34. Around an inch or less of accumulation by the time the flurries end tomorrow night. Sunday will be partly cloudy, high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
I'm not musically inclined. I am not.
I'm thinking about all the stuff that I sing around at home, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna.
It's time to do some celebrating. No, it's not. It's time to make you a star of the day. That's what we're doing right now. It's time to make you a star of the day with our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Culver's. They are open right now, waiting for you. Get on over there and enjoy yourself and get some great Culver's in your life.
Love. Yeah, Culver's.
There's only one thing better than Culver's.
Free Culver's.
Free Culver's.
Free.
You go ahead and get ready to call 424-2600. Terry and I are going to play a famous TV theme song. You call up and get the answer right. You win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's 2 adult meals. That's 2 kids meals.
You can take me out for lunch.
You can take Terry out for lunch. I mean, what's better? What is better than that? If you haven't won anything in 30 days, get rid of the call, 424-2600. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away from some free Culver's. Let's go ahead and play this for everybody. Get ready to call up, everyone. Oh, yeah, right away. Right away, we got a call coming in. Let's go ahead and see if we can get ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
That would be Batman.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yes, nicely done. Knew it instantly, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Grew up watching Batman, yes.
Yeah, it's a classic. It's a classic. I Adam West was my Batman up until Michael Keaton. He was my Batman. He was the guy. He's still a lot of people's Batman.
Yeah, I think
Adam
so.
West. He was great. He was great. So you enjoyed that one. That's awesome. You're going to enjoy some callers. Can I get your first name?
Nancy,
thank you so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate you, Nancy. You know where we're located, right?
Yes, right down the road from me, yes.
Yeah. Nancy, I'll just have this up front with Pam. You come by and pick it up anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Nancy. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Appreciate you. Best listeners in radio. Nancy's awesome. Yeah, this is I wanted to make sure I got this right. From January 12th, this actually, part of the reason I'm playing Batman is because it premiered in January of 1966. Aired from 1966 to March 14th of 1968. Only a couple of years it ran, but that theme song is still that iconic. I tested something on my students this weekend. I'm like, I'm going to play something for you guys, and I want to know if you guys get it. And I played a couple of different theme songs that we're going to be playing this month, and they nailed every one of them.
That's awesome.
And I was blown away, and we're talking like 18, 19-year-olds.
So when when you were watching this as a kid, not that you realize this when you were a kid, but I think right now you just hit something for me. Like, I didn't realize we were watching reruns.
Right. Yes, me neither. No, I didn't either. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. I was devastated when there wasn't new episodes. I never thought about that either, but you're right. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. That was a fun one. That was a good one. We will go ahead and get this ready for Nancy, our newest star of the day. You all get ready for next Friday when we do this all over again.
It's a great opportunity for free Culvers.
We appreciate our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Get some Culvers in your life. Everybody be sure to join the gang over there when they open their doors. We, again, a big, big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Let's go ahead here. And you know what? I don't know what is going on with my computer right now. I want to go to commercial break. I don't know if I can.
We want to shut you off, but we just can't.
I really, really would like to be able to do that. But we'll see. We'll see. We're gonna find out. Let's find out together. Here on the morning show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and calm today. All ahead of a few shots of some snow headed our way. First chance pushes in later tonight as spotty snow showers that ramp up through the overnight hours and look to linger into tomorrow afternoon. A half an inch of snow is likely, with some areas seeing up to 2 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Thanks a lot, Brittany. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. Fry-yay. I like that. We're enjoying Friday around here, I'll tell you that much. I'm going to get into this one with you, Terry, and I find this an interesting one. So your New Year's resolution not working out, we might have science to help you with this one. Science!
Science!
Have you already abandoned your New Year's resolution? Well, you'll have to deal with your personal,
It is the 5th.
It is the 5th. You made it this far. But science may have just figured out how to explain it away to your friends and coworkers. Maybe not to yourself, but to them. Researchers at the University of London found that one excuse you shouldn't use is, "I just didn't have time." When you tell people that, there's a good chance they'll respect you less and think you just didn't try hard enough. So a better option is to blame external factors. For example, instead of saying you canceled your gym membership because you weren't going, tell them you canceled because you couldn't afford it. Oh, yeah, that's better. They found that I didn't have time.
That'll give you more empathy.
I suppose so, yeah. I didn't have time and I couldn't afford it are two of the most common go-to excuses for bailing on a resolution. And we tend to think that telling people we were too busy makes us seem important and high status and snobby-ish, if you will. It turns out that's not what other people hear, though. Instead, they'll think you were truly motivated. You just couldn't make it happen for whatever reasons.
No one would think you were lazy.
That's what they're saying here. But if you tell them you couldn't afford to get healthier or join a gym, they'll probably say something like, "Yep, times are tough." So to your point about the empathy part of this. Look, I think that with the quote, resolutions or what you were talking about earlier about making changes, it takes time to rewire our brains. It takes time to learn a new routine or to change your routine or to have your routine be adapted. And I understand the point. One of the notes we've had a lot of is accountability buddies and that sort of thing. But that has a line in the sand. Like, I don't feel like you owe an excuse to anybody other than yourself.
Because I think 99% of this is mental.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. And you just get to a point where you either make the decision and do it or you don't. So like if you join a gym because you're going to get healthier or you're going to focus on physical activity or whatever. I mean, honestly, yes, it is an additional cost. But if you really look at, you can look at it 100 ways, right? You can look at it as the health benefits. You also could probably just maybe not go out to dinner one or two times that month, mm-hmm. and you'd cover the cost of your gym membership. So, you know what I mean? It's truly mental. Like, you just have to make up your mind that you're going to make it work. And you know what? If you don't, you're not failing anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, like if you join the Y, James, on the 1st, and on the 5th already, you're like, yeah, I'm out. That's only affects you, right? Like I shouldn't be judging that.
Well, and you make the rules. Yeah. Like you can make the, this is one of those
times.
So
you just decide.
Yeah. If you started on the 1st, it didn't work out. Guess what? You can try again. Dust yourself off. You know, I mean, you keep going at this stuff. What we were talking about earlier, relentlessness and how badly you want it. But it's not to say that that means that you didn't want it enough. It just means that maybe you need a second go at it.
Or
maybe
now's
it's the
right
third try.
Not the right time. Or maybe you let the gym membership go, but you make a commitment to yourself to make the habit of, I'm going to walk every day, a couple miles. Or, you know what I mean? Like something like that. But you truly have to be. It's self-motivation, right? Like, you can't do it for somebody else. You have to do it for yourself.
And it's one of those things that I like to remind people that are doing this. You owe it to yourself, but that's the end of the sentence. Like, you owe it to yourself, your loved ones, people you care about, all of that. Those are all great motivators. Mm-hmm. But if you're not doing it for yourself, I've seen this with addiction. where the greatest hearts in the world that are addicts that will want to quit for their family, quit for their kids, these things. And those are helpful. Those are motivators. They got to do it for themselves.
Yeah.
They got to want to do it for themselves.
It's kind of like any change. Exactly. You have to want to change.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do.
You know, and sometimes it takes some people longer to figure that out than others.
Yeah.
All right. So I have to tell you about the greatest resolution I ever made, because I don't make resolutions.
Yeah.
But this is funny. We're going on year three.
But it's a
fun thing. It's not like a self, well, I guess it is kind of, because it's about people. But so 3 years ago, my girlfriend and I, we were together, two couples, right, for New Year's Eve. And we were laughing about how dumb New Year's resolutions are. And I said, well, I have a resolution. I said, we are going to get together for cocktails, like me and the other, you know, female. We're going to get together for cocktails once a week, because it was just an intentional, it really wasn't about drinking. I mean, it is kind of a glass of wine,
whatever.
But we started laughing. We decided it was going to be on Mondays, because Mondays suck generally.
Yeah, yeah.
And so every Monday evening, we're going to get together, have a cocktail, catch up on the weekend, blah, blah. So we're starting year three. Once a week, intentionally getting together, having some girl time. There's a little bit of drinking that goes on, not a lot. It's intentional. It's a certain time. We do invite the men sometimes we don't. Yeah. You know, they're not busy. They can come have a beer, but leave us alone. You know, go in your own area. Yeah. But we don't go out. We go to each other's house, and we alternate every other week. And we're on year three.
And it's really good. Cool.
It's good for your heart. It's good for your, you know what I mean? It's good to share, good to connect. And honestly, we've been close friends for a while, but sometimes you just don't make the time because of kids, because of work, because of everything else you have going on. And I literally have it on my calendar as a standing appointment.
I love this.
Every week.
I think it's awesome.
And it's fun. And we like it. And we've canceled a few times, but in general, it's just a standing, it's going to happen.
We only have so much time in the day, and we have so many things pulling us in so many different directions. And of course, certain things are understandable that they come first. Responsibilities, work, family, all that, you know, your significant other, if that's a factor. Friends, unfortunately, it's not that we don't love them so much, but they end up taking a backseat very often.
Right? We feel like we can.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I know we made plans, but this having something like that, it's a little more of a commitment, and it's one of the best things for your mental health. Like,
and it's an hour and a half tops, you know. But it's just, it is.
I love it.
But yeah, starting year three.
That's a good one. I encourage people. I might steal that. We're going to take a break.
Wait, hold on. Steal that, like do it yourself, or steal that
I'm going to show up.
Crashing.
Okay, I'm just crashing. No. It stops. It stops immediately.
I mean, we quit doing that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. We'll take a quick break. You want to do it with me though, baby? We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and calm today. All ahead of a few shots of some snow headed our way. First chance pushes in later tonight as spotty snow showers that ramp up through the overnight hours and look to linger into tomorrow afternoon. A half an inch of snow is likely, with some areas seeing up to 2 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Thanks a lot, Britt. We appreciate that. Terry and James here with you, taking you to the top of the hour with this morning show. We hope you're having a good one. 9 o'clock hour, going to got some good stuff in there. We're going to get in a little bit of entertainment news. We also want to touch on this story I wanted to get to about five things you can do with your first weekend of the new year. That is coming up. But we're talking, we're going to continue the drinking conversation here, Terry.
It wasn't about drinking.
So, no, it wasn't.
Well, I kind of was.
No, but members of something called the Disney Day Drinkers Club are upset after their mascot, a trash can named Biney, recently got relocated. So let's catch everybody up on this one.
Yeah,
and
me
too, because I don't know what this is. The Disney Day Drinkers Club, or D3 for short, is a group of adult Disney fans who enjoy nothing more than going to Epcot and hitting up different bars around the park. They call it drinking around the world.
Oh, funny. Well, I mean, if you've been there, like, yeah, you are trying, like, native things.
Oh, really?
To each of those countries.
Oh,
yeah, so around Epcot, it's each country. You know, so you go to Germany, and it's they're literally have the beer garden
all
and everything,
right,
and then you're in Japan, and then you're, yeah.
I got to be honest. I was this year's old when I realized there was a difference between Epcot and Disneyland. I always thought they were the same thing.
Dang.
I just figured they just named it something
different. It's one of the parks at Disney World.
You might start with so they call it drinking around the world. You might start with a margarita at the park's Mexico section,
yeah,
then move to a sangria and so on. A former radio host in North Carolina named Skip Shear founded the club. It now has over 86,000 members on Facebook.
That is funny.
Wow.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
Although I'm not a good mixer. I could not get the whole way around the world.
But nope,
if I start
nope,
with
nope.
beer, I better stay with beer.
Right. Me too. I'm the same way. But back to the trash can, Binny became the club's official mascot 2 years ago after someone was drinking on the sidewalk, which is allowed, and realized his flat top was a good place to set your drink down. They like to joke that he's always trashed.
Oh, how funny.
Now club
cute.
I don't mind it. Now club members are upset because the park keeps trying to move Binny to a different location. He's always been in front of a bar called Rose and Crown, but last September they moved him across the street to stop people from lining up for pictures and blocking the bar's entrance.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah,
if it's literally just across the street. Maybe it's like a Where's Waldo thing.
Oh, there you go.
You know
that
what I mean? Like
fun.
Every quarter they could just move it somewhere else and then people have to go find
it. It's a drinking game. I'm making a drink. I don't know. Club members rejoiced last month when he suddenly got moved back to his original spot. Some even bought plane tickets to go get a picture with him.
It's a little obsessive.
Yeah.
So do you think he got moved by park employees or do you think someone moved him?
I park employees. I would love to get a Disney exec in, like on a lie detector and know what they think of this. I would really like, because I got to think this is a two-way street. You're happy. Epcot's more lean towards adults, isn't it?
I mean, I would say yes. And honestly, when we go, it's our kids' least favorite of the four parks because it is more geared toward adults,
so,
I think.
That, I think, in you take with a grain of salt any of this, no pun intended with a margarita earlier. But
I do get the whole, though, not wanting to block like the entrance of that restaurant and stuff. I mean, if it has this big of a calling across the street, grow up, people.
Yeah. But also, if you are Disney, you had them at money.
Well,
you
know, embrace it, because if there's 86,000 people that are following it, I would be trying to figure out how to, I think I'd put like a big awning over it and have it be a designated, why not make it a designated photo spot?
I don't care if it's one or two people. You got people buying plane tickets just to come and take a picture with this thing?
Well,
yeah, embrace it.
And if you think about that, at all the parks, there are kind of designated photo areas, right? Like that are created so you can take nice photos, have your photo taken by a Disney person. So why not embrace it?
Yeah. If you're curious, again, that Facebook page is the Disney Day Drinkers Club. You can go check it out there. Disney Day Drinkers Club.
That's hilarious.
We're wrapping up the hour here. I did want to touch on this. So according to a couple of different dating sites, the first Sunday in January is called Dating Sunday. It's the busiest day of the year for online dating.
It's totally weird.
A little bit. Dating Sunday, they see an extraordinary surge in people updating bios, uploading photos, sending messages, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, they said that people respond to messages 19.4 minutes faster on Dating Sunday than any other Sunday of the year. They really got this down to a number.
Sunday,
right?
That's so weird.
They didn't say why, but it's probably a mix of fresh start of the new year, New Year's resolutions, the start of more available period, after months of holidays, gatherings, and being around other couples. you know, people who are okay with being single all of a sudden kind of... Society puts a big pressure on this. You know, I was thinking about this, talking about pop culture and TV shows and music and everything of the 90s. In the 90s, the 80s were so me, me, me. The 90s tried to be more, hey, you got to be in love. You got to be in a relationship. Like, it felt like that was such a thing in there, the TV shows, the movies, everything. And it feels like it's kind of like trying to correct itself ever since then, a lot of this. And along with trying to mix the new tech world and how do you meet people and all of these different factors.
So what,
I don't even know how people get together anymore.
Wouldn't like, you think? Yeah, I have no idea. I'm glad I'm not in that position. No offense, of course. But but what about all the people who make the New Year's resolution of being more physically fit or losing weight or right? Because that's pretty common. So are you really, if that is your goal, are you really putting yourself out there only a week later? I would think this would be later. Why isn't this like the first Sunday in February?
Very good point.
After you've done a little work after the holidays.
And make a mental note on
that. I mean,
that.
I don't
know.
That's
a good idea for people.
I tend to like kind of binge a little bit at the holidays, right? Eating stuff you don't normally eat and whatever.
The one that I find, look, if you are the person, though, that you didn't want to date somebody at the start of December or something like that because you didn't want to get them a Christmas gift
or no pressure to meet their family.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that it matters that you wait a month. I don't know if it's going to help you or not.
Do people use their own picture?
I hope so, but I don't know. Online dating is foreign to me as geometry. I don't know. I've known a couple of people that have met that way, and it seems like I got nothing against it
if it
works for them. I just don't think it's my kind of thing. I feel like it's one of those things where it's not just getting ghosted for me. I'm like the Nigerian, like the Nigerian guy, queen is.